The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this past Thursday let up on the indoor mask wearing mandates for fully vaccinated people. You can safely stop wearing masks inside most places. Still calls for wearing masks in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, homeless shelters. But this certainly helps clear the way for reopening workplaces, schools, other venues, even removing the need for masks or social distancing for those who are fully vaccinated. CDC also no longer recommends that fully vaccinated people wear masks outside in crowds, like at stadiums, things like that. To date, about 154 million Americans, and about 46% of the population, have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. More than 117 million are fully vaccinated. Well, they'll be easy to spot now. I mean, as long as everyone is honest about this. Just 2 weeks ago, the CDC recommended that fully vaccinated people continue to wear masks indoors, in all settings, outdoors and large crowds. Now, as I said, this could open the door to confusion, since there's no guaranteed way for businesses or others to distinguish between those fully vaccinated, those who are not. Retail locations, restaurants, you got my sympathies. I'm also betting the arrest rate for disorderly conduct by anti-vaxxers who now won't want to wear a mask, that'll rise quickly. Some caveats going back to the CDC guidance. Now, people who have weak immune systems, like from organ transplants, cancer treatment, they're encouraged to talk with their doctors before ditching your mask. And that's because of continued uncertainty about whether the vaccines can rev up a weakened immune system as well as they do normal healthy ones. Oh yeah, if you're thinking, because retail outlets, restaurants, they do have an option, the COVID-19 vaccine passport. Well, if you're thinking about printing up and using a fake CDC vaccination card, there's a proposed law here in New Jersey would create a 5 to 10 year prison penalty if you did. And don't think about selling them either. If you sell a fake vaccine passport, they'll get you 18 months in the hole.